This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A bank was robbed Tuesday morning in Appleton, but thanks to the observational skills and quick thinking of the employees, police were able to find and apprehend the suspect within minutes. Police were called to the Wells Fargo branch on South State Street for a bank robbery. Witnesses said the man entered the bank, demanded cash, and ran away. Employees provided police with details about the suspect and his vehicle, and a 63-year-old man was arrested less than 20 minutes after the call was received. The money was recovered. The suspect faces charges of robbery, although formal charges have not yet been filed. Governor Tony Evers says he's working to reform gun laws in Wisconsin, and he'll face resistance from Republicans. Madison Bureau Chief Savannah Tomei Olson explains.
The governor says he'll be looking at things like red flag laws, expanding background checks, and gun storage laws. In 2019, Evers called lawmakers to a special session to address gun violence. Republican leaders famously called the legislature into session and immediately adjourned, gaveling in and gaveling out, something they've done multiple times since. Now, since Evers took office, state Democrats have proposed at least 30 bills they say would make Wisconsin safer. But none of them have passed because Republicans haven't supported them and they have control of the legislature. Evers signed an executive order creating the Office of Violence Prevention, surrounded by advocates and leaders. Here's the big question. Can he get Republicans on board?
Just weeks after a school shooting took the lives of a student and an educator who never returned home, common sense gun safety reform and reducing crime and gun violence must finally be a shared priority that transcends politics and partisanship. Reducing crime and violence should be an issue that receives earnest bipartisan support this session.
To create this new Office of Violence Prevention, Evers used $10 million from leftover federal funding to get it started. But going forward, it'll need money allocated in the state budget to keep it going, and that is up to the legislature. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin voters will see another amendment to the Wisconsin state constitution on an upcoming ballot. This one is on the state's voter ID law. With a liberal majority on the Supreme Court, Republican lawmakers want the law enshrined in the constitution so it can't be overturned. Last week, the Senate passed the measure to add it to the ballot in the spring. The Assembly took up the matter yesterday. This is one of the first things lawmakers chose to take up in the start of the new legislative session. Meanwhile, Democrats say lawmakers should have been working on more pressing issues first, like preventing gun violence. Volunteers from the Wisconsin chapter of the American Red Cross are assisting wildfire relief efforts in California. Northeast Wisconsin Executive Director Rebecca Rockhill says they're coordinating closely with their partners to provide food, shelter, and emotional support and other critical services. Rockhill says monetary donations are the best way you can help because sometimes donations of clothing and household items can divert resources away from caring for those affected. A total of 8 American Red Cross Wisconsin members have been deployed to California. 6 clean energy projects in Northeast Wisconsin will benefit from U.S. Department of Agriculture grants. The funds are intended to expand access to clean energy systems and increase availability of domestic biofuels. A real estate operation in Fond du Lac County will use the funds to install a small solar electric array. In Kewaunee County, 2 projects will install solar electric arrays, and a 3rd project will install new, more energy-efficient lighting, saving enough energy to power 21 homes. In Marinette County, a logging company will purchase and install a more energy-efficient firewood processor, and a business in Shawnee County will install a roof-mounted electric array. The City of Green Bay wants to declare a site on Main Street, just down the street from Green Bay East High School, as blighted so it can acquire the property. The city would use the Wisconsin Blight Elimination and Slum Clearance Act to obtain the property, clean it up, and make it useful. The full council will vote on the action next week. There's a lot of money already flowing in the race for the state Supreme Court. Civic Media's Stuart J. Wattles has more.
Announced candidates have released fundraising forms, with the race already breaking fundraising records. Susan Crawford says she's got $2.8 million. Brad Schimmel's report shows $2.2 million raised. The race is expected to surpass the previous record-breaking $51 million spent in the 2023 Protasiewicz-Kelly contest. Estimates suggest total spending could reach $80 million.
The Wisconsin DOT and Governor Tony Evers announced the WIS 47 and WIS 55 improvement project in the Menominee Nation will receive a $25 million grant from the Federal Rebuilding American Infrastructure with Sustainability and Equity Program. The RAISE program supports surface transportation infrastructure projects with significant local or regional impact that are difficult to fund through other programs. The project will resurface nearly 40 miles of road and replace about 100 culverts. Road improvements will include safety features such as guardrail upgrades, centerline rumble strips, shoulder widening, and 6-inch pavement marking, as well as the relocation of a pull-off area near Markton and multimodal improvements near Neopit, including lighting, ADA-compliant curb ramps, and sidewalk replacements. When Dr. Kevin Spencer brings his magic and his act to the Grand Oshkosh, it's a show that's designed to be inclusive to all, including those who may have sensory issues.
The whole purpose of this show is for everyone to come out, become engaged and involved in the magic show with people you might not normally associate with. If there's a family there who has a couple of kids on the autism spectrum and those kids don't know how to clap, but they do know how to yell really loud when they're having a good time, you need to be good with that, because that's what this show is all about. The freedom to be who you are in a judgment-free space.
Spencer has two sensory inclusive shows scheduled on the 17th and 18th at the Grand Oshkosh. He was a guest on the Mino and the Mayor show. Find it at wgbw.fm. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to wgbw.fm.
The Bucks clobber the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks jumped out to an early lead and beat the Kings 130-115. Giannis with his 50th career triple-double. Milwaukee with a 21-2 run in the first quarter. Doc Rivers.
We came out, played the right way, ball moved. You know, I think seven or eight guys had over 9 attempts. You know, 45 threes. That just tells you the ball's moving. I thought defensively matched the offensive effort. And when we do that, we're pretty good.
College hoops, Greg Gard gets his 200th career win as Wisconsin held on to win 70-68 over Ohio State at the Kohl Center. David Joplin with 30 points as Marquette gets past DePaul in overtime, 85-83. NFL, Matt LaFleur on what does Jordan Love need to improve in year 3 as the Packers quarterback.
I think the next step is just to continue to evolve as a vocal leader. I think that just kind of comes with the position naturally, and I think he's taken steps to get there, but I think he can really demand a lot because the locker room, they respect him not only as a person but by the work he puts in. I mean, he's a grinder. I think that's one of his best qualities, is he is one of the guys.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Doors lead singer Jim Morrison was found dead in a bathtub in 1971. Some believe he faked his own death. A new docuseries, Before the End, Searching for Jim Morrison, takes a closer look at the rock star who was only 27 when he fled to Paris, supposedly to get away from fame. Director Jeff Finn features Morrison's brother Andy and his sister Anne, as well as archival footage as he dives deep into the singer's life and death. The 3-episode documentary can be streamed on Apple TV for $7.99. Stop the presses. Robert De Niro will be playing a gangster in a new mob film. If that's not fun enough, De Niro's rival gangster in said mob film will be played by Robert De Niro. The film Alto Nights will tell the story of a 1950s dispute between legendary New York gangsters Frank Costello and Vito Genovese, who were once best friends but became adversaries. The film will be directed by Barry Levinson. How great would it be if De Niro received an Oscar and a Razzie for the same movie? If you're looking for suggestions on how to get back at people who cheat on you, you might want to check out The Drew Barrymore Show. On one episode last year, Barrymore talked about how she spray-painted and vandalized an ex's car who had cheated on her. Earlier this week, Barrymore told a guest she once made an ex-boyfriend who cheated on her watch her have drinks with the mistress before breaking up with him. If you do cheat on Drew Barrymore, Don't get caught. Here's a Schwabimendation for you action movie fans. Somehow the film The Old Guard flew under my radar, but I watched it over the weekend and really liked it. Charlize Theron stars in the film that was released in 2020 as her character leads a group of warriors who have been alive for centuries and fight those who try to prevent the progress of humankind. Their mission of staying anonymous is blown when a greedy scientist tries to capture them for their DNA. The film is a bit violent, but has great action and fight scenes and is full of surprise moments. Seven-time Super Bowl champ and one-time husband Tom Brady has come under fire all year long for his on-air gaffes while providing color commentary during NFL games. During last week's game between the Packers and Eagles, Brady accidentally referred to the Eagles as the Phillies, then later in the broadcast referred to Packers running back Josh Jacobs as Brandon Jacobs. This comes on the heels of Brady forgetting the name of one of the teams that beat the Packers during a recent telecast. In addition to Brady misspeaking, when his broadcast partner talks to him, he often nods his head so much a viewer could get vertigo. Yeah, he's not that great, but people on social media are losing their minds over his missteps. Word to the wise, if it's brilliant elocution you're looking for, don't try to find it on an NFL pregame broadcast from the guy who took shots to the head well into his middle age. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, becoming cloudy by late this afternoon. It'll also get a little breezy by later today, our high 21. Tonight, light snow, less than a half inch of accumulation, our low 17. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 35 by Friday. Mostly cloudy with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's one above.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.